Yo, what's happening? It's your boy, Big Bop. Everything DMV Radio. Man, I got something real special for y'all tonight. Got my man, The Adversary.
Man, one and only, Mr. 106 and Pac, Freestyle Fridays.
This is, something that's,
been put in the history books a long, long time ago. I knew I was going to catch up with my man sooner or later. Wow, I mean, for those who don't know, and I'm not trying to give out too much, about my man here, but for those who don't know too much, Freestyle Fridays is a segment on BET's popular show, 106 and Pac, where two aspiring rappers compete in a freestyle, battle before the studio audience and, and the cypher and, three celebrity judges and, DJs, acts, the third judge sometimes. Each competitor alternates, freestyling for about 30 seconds and two rounds. It was originally one round when it first begun, but, the rappers got to keep it. You got to understand this, This is where you really have to understand the dynamic of what this show was offering you, because the rappers are not allowed to use any profanities, any sexual suggestive lyrics. It was punishable by disqualification. So, if you did do that, it gets you, disqualified. So pretty much, you gotta be clean, be skilled, and you gotta know how to drop it at them like it's nothing, Now, We got some Hall of Fame rappers. They are Hall of Fame. They've competed and they've won 7 in a row. Not a lot of people who did that. That's what puts you in the Hall of Fame. So they've won 7 in a row. The rappers after the battle, the judges decide who the winner are. Who the winner is by majority vote. So the rapper who wins each round wins a prize and returns the following Friday to defend their championship title. So after 7 consecutive wins, however, the rapper is retired and inducted into the Freestyle Friday Hall of Fame. But if the challenger card is picked by either 2 or 3 of the judges, then the champion automatically lose their championship title. So that's what I wanted to, point out, that there aren't a lot of people, who made it on this list. But for the ones who did make it on the list, it was just something nasty. So, if I got this right, in 2009, my man Adversary gracefully hit the stage. And one thing I can say about this dude, you got a lot of, people from this area that when it comes down to, what you're doing, what you're rapping, what you all about, my man has been true to himself the whole time I've known him. He's been true to his hood. And, he definitely, beast mode when it comes to this, So my man, Adversary is just one of those dudes who, been true to the whole game. So 2009, my man, he did that. He was a Hall of Famer, he just, did what he was supposed to do, Now, you can find him everywhere. I mean, any social media that deals with music has to be, you know, you're going to find my man on there. You know what I'm saying? A couple of things that stood out to me, the guy just got great skill, great thought, you know what I mean, process with his whole delivery on, you know, how he giving the people what he giving them. And, you know, I think that takes a lot. The pattern of thought, you know what I mean, takes a lot. So, you know, I just want to, you know, give a shout out to my man, ADB. And want to, you know, thank him for coming on to the show tonight. We're going to get him on in a couple minutes. Yes, sir. We're going to get him on in a couple minutes. But just wanted to touch a little bit on the DMV music scene. I just got wind of a couple artists that just dropped some new music back out on the scene. If you haven't seen, you know, these artists in a while, well, at least I have, and they just dropped something back out there for us, so that's definitely appreciated. I want to give a shout out to my man Nick Blass. You already know, putting things together, making things work, you know. Gotta say, I definitely appreciate that. But it's your boy Bach, man, from the streets to your sheets. I mean, if nobody knows, you know, what I do, this is what I do, man. I talk to the artist. I go anywhere, find any artist, talk to anyone, you know what I'm saying, to make this happen. So we're going to jump into our first song. Oh, yeah. And it's live. It's definitely live. Gotta say, this is Oh, man, ADV. They be killing the game, man. Now, I tell folks this all the time. When you're in the battle arena, you got to listen to battle talk. If you don't know what battle talk is, then this is not your world. Nasty. Shit like that. What's happening? What's up?
What's up?
Hey, nah.
Great show,
can you hear
man.
Me, though?
Great show.
You hearing it?
Yeah, great show, man.
Thanks, man. You hear these? You hear
you're
these? This is my man Adversary right here.
You the man, Bach. I want to be like you when I grow up.
Oh, my. My, my.
That's all I want to say. Great show, man.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you.
Talk to you.
You know what it do. Hey, shit like that. 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 That's what it do. Shit like that. And that's what I'm talking about. So what a lot of people don't realize is, like, my man going up for years bodying him. That's just what he do. So, you know, I feel bad for those people who try to go up against my man.
It's not going to look good, you know. It's not good. Keep bringing this to y'all.
It's your boy Big Bach, Everything DMV Radio, Fire Fridays, you know what it is, Everything DMV, from the streets to your sheets, yeah.
Everything DMV Radio, we live, we in the building, yeah. Shout out my man Nick Blast, you already know what it is, boy, yeah. Adversary coming on in just a minute for you folks, just heard one of his battles, you man nasty with it, man, it's your boy Bach, Everything DMV Radio. Bow. Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah, that's supposed to be at 8, and then it got changed to 10. And then I don't know why the fuck I ain't hit my phone. I just happened to see.
Yo, yo, ADB, what it do, boss?
Yo, my bad, dog. My phone, I don't know what the fuck was wrong with my phone, man. I just seen the screen, I think, when you had tried to call me.
Yeah, nah, it's all good, G. I know how it be.
Yeah.
What's good, my nigga? What's good?
I'm good. I wish you would have told me it was your show. I ain't know it was your general. I don't want to. I know, but. But he just
right,
told me it was so last minute. He was just like, yo, they going to call you tomorrow. Like, he's telling me, like, literally last night. Like, yo, they going to call you tomorrow. Woo-woo. And then I didn't really have no details,
yeah.
But I was like, all right, fuck it. Just give me my number and tell him come.
Right. Yeah, I already know, man. He hit me off the. I was like, whoa, like, all right, but we can get this done, though. So I was like,
right.
Yeah, let me just go ahead and do that.
Okay.
What's good with you, though, G? Yeah, man. Hey, you the man. You already know. You've been doing this joint for a minute, dog. We go back with it, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But what's going on with you? I mean, I don't really think we need an introduction, but tell the people who you are, man, what we do.
You know, it's your man Adversary, you know, for those that know, for those that don't, welcome. How y'all doing? You know what I mean? You know, we go back like car seats and fat crayons, you already know, man. I do what I do with when it comes to the microphone, man. I'm an MC. I only call myself a rapper. I'm not no rapper. I'm an MC. I really, like, this for real. You feel me? Like, on a professional level. And that's what it comes down to, brothers. You've got to realize that at the end of the day, that's what it's about. You know what I mean? Niggas, you know, everybody say, oh, I rap, I do this, I do that. And that's well and good. You know what I mean? Everybody has their dreams, their aspirations, and their goals, and that's cool. But I feel like when it comes to hip-hop, well, when it comes to anything, but hip-hop especially, if you say rap, you got to be on a level. You know what I'm saying? You got to have a certain level of expertise with it because, that's the era we came up in. When niggas said they rap, they really rap. When I hear guys
now
say they rap, it'd be like, I don't know, okay. You feel me?
I don't know.
You know, I don't know, right? So it's like,
straight up.
You know, you don't want to, you know, shit on a nigga or throw away, you know, shit on a person's dreams or nothing, but at the same time, it's you got to let brothers know, because you need to step your game up. If this is what you want to do, you might want to do some research, do some reading, get your vocab up. Yeah, I mean, work on your cadence and your flow and put your shit together or maybe a different song. But those are the elements nobody's saying. You really ain't nobody doing that now. It's just like, whatever, with a beat rock, I'm going to say some dumb shit for a hook and it's going to go.
Hey, man, and that shit is killing me, dog. Like, I listen to a lot of the shit because, you know what I'm saying, this is what I do. I listen to a lot of this shit,
so
dog. And it's
it.
Just like,
exactly.
What? But, dog, I mean, I have people who just jump out there and they like, hey, you know, hey, listen to my music and do. I don't want to be perceived as a hater or, and
hey,
I mean, you know what I'm saying. But just look, I'm not trying to hate, dog. But look at the fucking Double XL this year, dog.
That freshman, I can't even read the double. Like that might have, like them putting that cover out might have discredited anything else they got to say about rap. I don't know if I would read that publication again. Just because of that cover. Like, are you fucking serious? This is the future of rap? You know what I'm saying? When he ain't put nobody, like my man Nipsey Hussle ain't getting no cover. And Nipsey will wrap circles around all of the niggas on the cover. And that's just one MC. You know what I'm saying? That's one rapper. You feel me? I could have gave niggas a top 5 or a top 6 list that would have shitted on their whole front cover.
Hey,
like, why
are
they putting Nipsey Hussle on the
show? Ridiculous.
It's crazy to me.
That shit was sad, son. That shit was sad,
son. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, that's what I'm saying.
I couldn't believe
that new Scarface show?
Hell yeah.
The new Scarface album? That Deeply Rooted? Hey, yeah. That might be one of my favorite albums of all time. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's a classic body of work. That shit is classic.
You feel me, though? Hey, yeah.
And Faith's been around for God knows how long.
Exactly.
You feel me? And his
news,
like, if a nigga asked me, like, what's your favorite Faith, John, or what's your... Because Faith got classic. But that's what an MC is supposed to. That's why Face is in my top five. Like, Face is probably number five in my top five. And
gotta be.
The reason, you feel me? And the reason, like, I would stamp that or make that argument is for the same reason, because it's like, okay, as long as Face been around and as many classics as he has, if a person came to ask me, like, what's your favorite Face joint or what joint do you rock, I can confidently say, nigga, the last joint he just came out with, nigga. Like, we don't got to go back 10 years. Oh, that's the last time he had a classic.
Hey, right here.
No,
right
my man just dropped the joint like 6 months ago that is shitting on everything right now. You feel me? In the game, he's shitting on everything right now.
Hey,
that joint,
super nasty.
Go.
Hey,
stop the finish.
I got that joint on download in my motherfucking Google Play joint right now. That joint ready to rock at any time.
Absolutely.
At any
time. Absolutely.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, but I even took the time, actually, because they had those dudes, and, like, I heard the freestyle, and I was just like, what is this? I went and looked at them, dog, but all the shit that they got is the same.
Like,
I don't even know what they're talking about.
And most of the rappers right now, all the niggas have the same style. All the niggas have the same flow. All of them have the same voice. All of them talk about the same shit. So there's no variation or variety. It's to the point now where rap sounds like there's only one nigga making every beat. All the beats sound the
same. Hey, dog, the fucking rap game right now is so dismantled, dog, that they make motherfucking, what's that white dude name? Riff Raff. They make Riff Raff sound like he a motherfucking rapper.
Like he a beast. Exactly.
That's
and my goddaughter would rap circles around him. My goddaughter would have better bars than this. And she's 10. That's what I'm telling you. Like, that's what the game is now. Like,
corporate greed
and the higher-up agenda, we'll say it that way, with those things in motion, that's what's destroying the culture, though, because you got to remember, before anything, hip-hop was a culture, before it was a business, before corporate got in it, and, you know what I mean, certain folks got in it, and these people that don't know nothing about the culture and don't care nothing about the culture, before all of them people got in it, hip-hop was what it was supposed to be, but now you have people where their bottom line is a dollar, they don't give a fuck about the culture, they don't give care about the consumer, and it's how many records can I sell, you know what I mean, how dumb can I make my shit to sell the most and get money, and that's what it is.
Right.
So,
but then at the same I was saying at the same time with the whole cultural thing, I mean, think about it, like back when fucking Rodney King got beat and the type of music that was out on the radio then and the way
people responded. Music and respond based on what exactly. So if something like Rodney King happened, you could believe Public Enemy got a joke coming. KRS got a joint coming.
Everybody's out there.
Motherfucker, they got joints coming. IQ had a joint coming. You see what I'm saying? Exactly. Niggas is going to unite and talk to you and let you know what's going on.
Right.
That's
and
why
right
I that face joint. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This morning, before I left for work this morning, I threw on that mental exorcism and just let that joint rock. And I was like, dog, my nigga's face ain't nothing but the truth. Dang.
My God. Hey,
that mental exorcism
track.
That joint didn't even have no drums on it. That's how vicious the track is. That nigga didn't put no drums on it. And that joint goes. You hear me?
Nasty. Yeah, I already know, but I've been rocking that thing so faithfully every day. You know?
Faithfully, dog.
Yeah, yeah, man. And these boys ain't doing nothing, man. It's like they on these red carpets, people asking them about, you know, all these shootings and things that's going on. They can't even answer. They looking away. No eye contact. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Like, okay, so you can make some music. You can, when your album drops, you can come out and speak on your album about to drop it out. Niggas need to go buy your album and come to your shows and all that. Right, but you can't speak on the plight of the same people that support you. You as a black man, as an entertainer, as a rapper, whatever. At the end of the day, if you take all that stuff away, at the end of the day, you're still a black man, though. For real, you're a black man that got a little bit of money, possibly a little bit of influence, but you're still a black man. So if you are a black man that is speaking to other black men, then you should, in that, having that platform, you should be able to speak on the situation of what's happening. Y'all got power. You feel me? Like if Lil Wayne and Jay-Z and them dudes really stood up, it would be things would happen. That's why I'm rocking with Nick Cannon right now. I'm gonna keep it a powwow. That's why I'm rocking with Nick Cannon right now. Because Nick Cannon is out there. He's out there. He's not sending his people. He's not sending his assistant. He's not making no phone call. That nigga is in the street, stomping and marching and holding his fist up and got his signs up and in the movement, trying to let it be known how we feel about the situation. That's why I rock with that man. And he's a multimillionaire. He has a whole lot to lose by taking that position.
Right.
Really? Because his people that's above him and people that might sign his check, they might not like that type of shit. Might make them feel uncomfortable. And it could jeopardize his position. But he's enough of a man to stand up and be like, you know what, this is bigger than dollars and cents. These are the future. This is my people. This is my community. How can I not speak? Salute Nick Cannon with two hands.
Right.
You feel me?
Right.
But these other dudes ain't saying not a damn thing. Not a damn thing.
Right.
Meanwhile, we getting
killed by the
minute. You feel me?
Yeah.
So it's like, who going to take the land? Everybody got something to say when it comes to who sold the most records and who got the best raps and who fucking the most broads. Then everybody want to talk about that. But when it's, all right, what are we going to do to stop these police from killing us? How are we going to handle this election coming up? What are we going to do as a community to unite? Niggas ain't got no words for that.
No word.
And
I mean,
nobody
literally, they literally on the red carpet getting asked this question, and these man's tucking their eyes down. I ain't got nothing to do with that. That's that man problem. Like, shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just crazy, man.
Because they too scared of who they, whoever put money in their mouth. That's what I'm saying,
dog. Exactly.
Like,
exactly.
Yeah, you a cool. That's what I'm saying. If that's the position you're going to take in my eyes, you a cool, dog. When I was on TV, something like this. When I had the opportunity and I was on international television, because niggas in Africa was watching. Niggas in the UK was watching. Like, people in other continents that I've never been to was sending me messages on Facebook like, son, I just seen you because you going in. You feel me?
Nice.
So when I had that platform and I was in front of that camera, every single week without fail, I made sure I thanked God for being there because I know without him I wasn't going to be there. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
A lot of dudes in that position going to try and flex and, oh, yeah, nigga, it's me and all the self-praise and the self-credit like ain't nobody helping get there. You feel me? But when I was on that jump, the first thing that came on, hey, I want to thank God because I know without him, y'all wouldn't even be looking at me right now. I mean, yes, I work hard. Yes, I rehearse and practice to make sure I'm on point. But even with all that, it's still up to God whether he's going to make it, he's going to give me the opportunity. You know what I'm saying? I could be the best nigga you never heard.
Right.
I still
got
to give thanks. I still have to give praise. You know what I'm saying? So that's the difference. It's like when I had that platform, I didn't cut no car. I could have easily told them niggas I was from D.C. I could have been up there with no time. Sophie, yeah, cuz, yeah, Perry Farms, ooh, and been up there. Well, I could have easily did that, but that ain't me. Nigga, Gorman, that's where you going to find me at. I'm at Gorman.
Hey,
Sophie.
And that's what I was saying.
You hear me?
That's what I was saying. Hey, not to put nobody out there or nothing like that, but a nigga just told me, you know what I'm saying, that Glizzy went to Richard Montgomery, too.
I'm trying to tell you, dog. I'm trying to tell you. I don't speak to him personally. I don't know him personally, so I can't comment on it. But I will say this. It wouldn't surprise me. If that
was
the actual fact, I wouldn't be surprised.
Like, yeah, he went to my school. I was like, what?
Yeah.
That was crazy to me. Yeah, that was
and
crazy.
And that's all I'm saying
is
just be yourself. Yeah, like that's all. And that's my point. Just be yourself. Just do you. Do what you do. Be you. And do what you know God will have you do. If you was in that situation, you feel me? There's so many niggas out here fighting to get on the platform that won't get there. That want to say
right.
And then you
were
the person that got there and may not even have the work. Like, that's what I'm saying. People don't even understand the work I put in. That's why people, when I say, they be like, dog, you ain't get signed. Like, you ain't niggas ain't put you on. And, no, dog, because you don't understand the struggle. Like, you don't know the road out of the walk, cuz. My soul is not for sale. And that's what it comes down to. See, these niggas don't be in these offices and these meetings. I be in there with them executives and them A&Rs and them managers. I talk to them niggas. And that's the point.
Right.
When you get in there and really in there, you going to see what it is. That's what Pop got in there. And then Pop seen what it was. That's why he tried to tell us. On motherfucking Hail Mary and all that. And the Machiavelli 2 and all them shows. Pop was trying to tell us because he seen it. But most people, they're not going to give you the, they're not going to give you the real. They're going to go in there and know what's up and not even tell you what's up. It just makes you think and see, like, people are so quick to follow what they see on BET and MTV and knowing that shit is fake. Them cars is rented. That jewelry is not his. Those are not real keys that they're showing you in the video. Those, this nigga's not running no bricks like that. Like, come on, dog. All these niggas ain't doing that. That's a select few. Yeah, that's really the most. Come on, man. Because this nigga's getting rid of 20 keys a month. What the fuck is he rapping for? Come on.
And then the whole time, though, that's just fucking up generation after generation after generation.
Exactly, and it ain't doing nothing but brainwash us because the young niggas think it's cool. Oh, I'm going to go be a dope boy. Oh, I'm going to go get these bricks off instead of trying to get his education and start a business. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I ran into some kids, crazy stuff. It was crazy. Just to show you how real it is, Bob. This was probably like, I want to say a year, if not 2 years ago, but it was Christmas. I'll never forget it because it was Christmas. It was Christmas time, and this young kid, he had to be like 16 or 17 or something. He came up to me, had a check, and he was like, hey, I got this check, but I can't cash it. Could you cash it for me? So I'm like, well, why don't you just go to a check casher? And he said, I can't because it's a personal check. Like a nigga like this and work for a nigga basically, and he just wrote me the check. I said, all right.
Yeah.
Then just go to your bank. He was like, I don't have a bank account. You know what I'm saying? I don't have no bank. So I can't. And all that. And it was a personal check. Couldn't go to the check cash. So I said, all right, well, if you don't have it, if it's a personal check and you can't get it at the check cashier, and you don't have an account, I said, what you would have to do is sign your check over to me. You would have to come to my bank, sign your check over to me. Then I would have to deposit it, and then we had to wait for it to clear for me to get you your money back. So I told him, I could do it for you, but at the end of the day, it's going to be at least a three-day wait. You're going to be waiting 72 hours, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it was like Christmas Eve, and I was like, because it's a holiday, you can't about to close anyways. I can't, there's no way I can help you. I can't, I mean, that's the only way for me to help you, and that's a three-day process. You'd have to come back and find me in 3 days. Like, that's not going to happen. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So he was like, all right, I appreciate it. Cool. Went on his way. I keep walking. I'm walking down the block. Two more cats came up to me right after him, like 2 minutes later. Two or three other cats came up to me, hit me with the same jump. Hey, cunt, we got these checks. And we did this where we did some work for this dude, whatever. He wrote us a check, but we can't cash.
Wow.
Same thing. So that's when I put two and two together. Like, damn, they all had to be together. So then I asked them the same thing. I said, y'all ain't got no ID or nothing to go to the check cash on or nothing. Nah, it's a personal check, whatever. Y'all don't have no bank
same
account.
Lines.
Nah.
Right.
So I stopped them, dog, just as someone older than them. You know what I mean? It ain't like I'm that old, but just someone that was older than them. Because this is where I feel like this is the point I'm making. This type of situation is where the parents and where the elders need to step in and make sure the youth got the information they need. But basically, after I ran into the second set of guys in the same scenario, I asked if they had a bank account. They told me no. Then I said, something just told me, just ask them. And I was like, do y'all even know how, like, bank accounts work? Do y'all understand how that system works? They said no. And these guys are, like, 17, though. You're almost old enough to vote. And you don't know how a bank works? That's a problem. That's a major issue. So I sat down and I broke it down. I explained checking account. I explained savings account. I explained withdrawals and deposits and how all that shit worked, dog. Because I look at it at the end of the day, if y'all niggas is 17 and your mom or your father or whoever you with ain't sat you down and showed you how to open a bank account and how to work, like, you're in danger.
Right.
You know, like, you're going to have a hard time making it out here. You're not going to survive, brother. You don't know how a bank account works, so that means you don't even think about establishing credit. You know what I mean? And, like, at the end of the day, how I always say, like, you don't have to agree with the system, but you got to know how to play the game. There's a lot of things that go on in this world that I don't agree with. But at the same time, I understand that you got to play the game to a degree with these people because it is what it is and it ain't what it ain't.
Yeah.
And that's life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But that's real.
You can control, you control. But most of the things in life you can't control. You just got to know how to work it for your advantage. Like chess. I tell niggas, everybody I meet, I always tell them, if you don't play chess or if you don't know, learn. Because when you learn how to play chess, you're going to start approaching your life decisions the same way you would a chess game. And when you're on that mental level, that's when things start to change. When you start approaching life like it's really a game of chess and every move counts, that's when you're going to start seeing things change. You feel me? You ain't just rushing, throwing your pawns out there. Now you're moving the rook.
Nope.
You setting the bishop up a certain way. You moving the queen to make sure she's protecting the king. You got the knight moving in the corner for him to bust his. You setting the board up now. It's life. It's
right.
It's life now. But that's what I'm saying. They not going to have no chance. They can't even, they ain't moving their pawns out. They don't have no bank. They don't know how bank account works. It's one thing if you don't have an account, but at least know how it works.
But, son, like, I don't know how they don't know that shit, though. This is why I say that. Because I specifically remember in motherfucking, I went to Argyle Middle School. I mean, I went to Strathmore Elementary, right? At Strathmore, we had this motherfucker. It was like a field day or like a some kind of like day like that. But they gave you like checks, money, and stuff like that. And you had to go around and like buy different stuff. You know what I'm saying, from other merchants in the little cafeteria area. So, I mean, that was like, you know, that was like fifth grade, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So if I'm learning that in the fifth grade, I don't know what they're doing now, but.
But this is the thing, and this is what I always tell people. You always have to keep in mind that's true. That's a valid point. But what you always have to keep in mind is people's experiences are different. So we have to. What you're saying is very true.
True.
But then we got to look at it like, we don't know what middle school he went to, or even if he went to middle school, or what they was teaching, or what the curriculum is, or how dedicated the teachers were, or how much he went to class. All of them things is factors.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
True.
So how I look at it is like, you feel me? So how I'm going to look at it as, at the end of the day, it starts at home. Because at the end of the day, you're your parents' responsibility over everything else. Like, yeah, the teachers are important and the elders in the community are important, but at the end of the day, you are your parents' responsibility because they're the ones that laid down and made you. So I'm looking at it like, dog, you're 16, 17, and your mother never sat you down and explained to you how to open an account, how a bank worked. My mother did that for me when I was 12. So I was in sixth grade with my checkbook and my balance pool. I could balance my account, and every check I wrote, I could write the amount and keep track. She taught me that shit. I knew how to go in the bank and withdraw my money with my checkbook. That's what I'm saying. She taught me that. So I know. There's no debate. There's no what if. There's no, I mean, it's a fact. I made sure before I left, I gave my baby the basics. That's what she did. So it's like, that's how I look at this situation. For them, now, I don't know them personally. I don't know what their situation was, but I'm looking at it like, if y'all are at this age, at this point in life, you're about to be considered a legal adult, you should know how a bank account works. But they didn't, you know what I mean? And I didn't ridicule them. I didn't demean them. I didn't downplay them. I didn't make them feel out of place or make them feel dumb. I just came in as the big brother, like, all right, well, fuck it. If you don't know, it's your big brother. I'm going to give you the 101.
It is.
And gave
you
a crash.
It is.
That is what I feel is missing in our community as well as in the music and everything else. Nobody is being the mentor. Nobody is teaching. How can knowledge survive if nobody passes it on? It's going to die with the people that have it. You got to pass it on. That's all we like. When I see these young kids now, like, I go rap to them. I go purposely go talk to them and make sure I put something in their brain. Because I don't know when my last day, I don't know when my number's coming, you feel me? But when it's due, at least I could go and say, all right, I made sure I planted the seed and let niggas know what it was. So I'm not here no more, but they got it and they going to pass it on. But that's what I'm saying. As an older person, as an adult, how do you walk around having vital information that you're not giving the kids, even if they're not your kids? They got to know. Because if you're not telling them, who is?
Right.
You feel me?
True.
And that's
and you know the school's not, because the reason why I say that, for those who, you know, you know, special education has been something that they've been sticking a lot of us black brothers. I didn't go through that, but I know a lot that did, and it's actually really high. The numbers are really high right now on how many African-American males are in special education.
Yeah, and that's what I'm telling you, brother. Like, that's a whole nother discussion. But that all comes down to, like I say, it's agenda. It's an agenda. There is a motive. There's an operation in place to eliminate the black man. as we clearly have seen on the media for the last, I don't know how many decades, specifically the last few years, if we want to get technical about right now. If you look at the last 3 years of what's been going on, it's not a game out here. We are literally moving targets right now. Like, when I leave my house, I got to look over both my shoulders now. Not for somebody that's going to come rob me, but for the officer that's supposed to be enforcing the law, that's supposed to protect and serve. I got to watch my back for the guy that's supposed to be protected. I'm not even worried about somebody trying to rob me. I got to watch out for the poor, for the cops. Damn.
For the po-po.
You feel me?
Yeah.
It's an agenda, trust me.
Real talk.
It's not going to settle this. Like you said, everything you just said about the special ed and the numbers and the statistics and the graduation rate and the imprisonment, the incarceration rate, none of that is coincidental at all. Please don't be deceived.
Yeah.
None of that's coincidence, though. That is a agenda. That's a planned directive that's been in motion for hundreds of years, and that's the result of it. That is no coincidence. And, you know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. We the ones that's still here, that's awake, that's out, that's moving around. We got to unite. And we got to get the young ones in and bring them in and school them and make sure that they got their head on straight. Because if the youth don't got their head on straight, it's not looking good for their future. Ain't going to be no future.
Yeah. Right. Ain't going to be none.
You know
right about that, man.
Like,
that's why I'm pushing,
yeah.
man. I'm pushing. I got the website up now. The website is called The Mic. It stands for a number of different things like music in circulation, music in concerts. It's just like an educational piece for these guys who are making music and
right.
show them that they don't have to go, you know what I mean, into the majors in order for them to sell music and make good music and make money off of their music. It's just all
right.
about, you know, the placement of it and where you put it and making sure you do the right things to establish yourself as a business. So I just
exactly.
got that blog up and running and rocking right now. And, I mean, one of the things that I wanted to talk about with you was, you know, what does it take, you know, that dedication to be great and to be a leader like yourself? Because, you know, they put you in the Hall of Fame for the 106 in Park. And then you was on the radio for God knows like 5, 6 months, 9, 7,
all that. Yeah, I feel. I guess it's two parts to it. I feel first and foremost, anything that you do in life comes down to your purpose. You know what I mean? You got people. Everybody believes different things. Different people got different beliefs. That's cool. It is what it is. But my belief is that there is a God. I believe in God. I don't believe in God the way he was taught to me growing up. And I mean, I had to unlearn and relearn, but I do believe
right.
that, yes, there is a God and there is a creator and that nothing, this universe that we're in is not accidental. It's not coincidental. So I feel like at the end of the day, what you're doing on this earth comes down to your purpose. What did God create you for? And within
right.
your purpose is where your gifts and your talents